Thanks for watching, everyone. For our latest Artemis Live video interview, I'm delighted to welcome Megan Green from PwC. Now, Megan's a partner in the PwC Bermuda Asset Management Assurance Group, and she's focused on providing assurance services to clients across the asset management industry, which of course includes the insurance-linked securities providers. Megan has over 18 years of experience in public accounting and audit gained in Bermuda and in Australia, and today serves a variety of clients, including registered investment schemes, hedge funds, fund of funds, ILS funds, and also other ILS structures, as well as some global corporate fund managers as well. Welcome, Megan. Really good to speak with you today.
Great. Thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here.
So today with Megan, we're going to talk about obviously insurance and securities, but on the asset management side and what activity has been like in Bermuda. So first, Megan, perhaps you could give us a bit of an overview of activities in Bermuda in the ILS market so far this year for your team.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Steve. I mean, for our team, it's been busy. You know, obviously, Bermuda is one of the predominant players in the ILS space. And so as a professional services firm on the island, you know, it's a pleasure to be able to interact with various ILS players. Our core focus is obviously on financial statement audits. So looking at the ILS managers and different ILS vehicles, so the SPIs or sidecars or ILS funds. We also do other assurance work around controls reports, so SOC 1s. Of course, we do a lot with tax, and I know you had a conversation with our tax partner, Scott Slater, so looking at U.S. investor reporting. We have a very strong actuarial practice who also assists clients in that regard. Obviously, that's very topical. And then, of course, we have advisory that kind of covers any liquidation, runoff, and other regulatory matters. So, you know, there's lots of work to do here, but yeah, it's a very interesting market, and so it's a good problem to have.
Absolutely, yes, and it sounds like you work closely with other departments within PwC as well to service the ILS players on the island.
Yeah, very much so, and it's I have to say, I reflect back sort of almost 20 years ago when I first joined the profession, and particularly in Bermuda, you sort of had this strong insurance group, an asset management group in audit, and they were, I guess, somewhat divided. And now you look at it and we're just completely integrated because of the ILS space. So it's just very interesting.
Yeah, it's funny how the word convergence has come to mean more than just the business that they're doing. It's actually the service providers have converged.
Absolutely.
Great. So what sort of issues and questions are you getting from clients in the ILS asset management space at the moment?
Yeah, I guess one that comes up a lot is really the question around, you know, what is investor appetite going to look like after the last few years? I mean, it's been a tough run just with CAT events and you kind of throw COVID in the mix. So, you know, capital raising is obviously a focus of a lot of ILS managers. It's been tricky over the last 12 to 18 months for a variety of reasons. You know, the good thing is, you know, we are seeing capital come in at mid-year. But I think the last few years has shown the volatility of CAT. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what investors are looking for, if they're looking to mitigate that in some way with other risks or products. You know, also thinking of COVID, it kind of heightened that sort of risk of unpriced risk, you know, where investors didn't know that they were exposed to some of this. And so a big focus on tightening that up and making sure that the risk is being priced appropriately. So that's one question that gets asked a lot and talked about. I'd say the other is around trapped collateral. That's kind of been an issue for a few years now. We are seeing collateral get released, which is great. But, you know, I think in this market, with rates being as strong as they are, it almost shows that the opportunity cost of that trapped collateral is greater. And so it's probably getting an even greater focus because obviously, you know, investors and ILS managers would love that to be deployed. So it'll be interesting to see kind of what happens in that space. You know, you obviously have your commutations that are going on, but, you know, there's chatter about whether, you know, standard commutation sort of clauses are put in contracts, if that sort of solves the problem. So I'll be interested to see what happens there.
No, you raise a good point there that the trapped collateral actually has an opportunity cost to it as well, especially at a time when inflows have been a bit lower.
I know. I mean, the good thing at least is those T-bills have a better return than they've had. So I guess there's a little offset there, but I still don't think that gives many people much comfort.
Sure. And have you seen any changes in the way asset managers are setting up on the island lately, or perhaps, I don't know, new types of investors wanting to access the space with Bermuda located operations?
Yeah, I wouldn't say a huge change in investors. I think that still is predominantly those large sort of national pension funds and the like. But I do think there is going to be a change in what investors are looking for in terms of risks and exposure. And as I said, I think people have really seen the volatility of CAT, and they may be looking for something less volatile, sort of longer tail to lock in those rates. And as you start changing the risk and the modeling and the liquidity, you are going to have to start changing the vehicle structure, because it won't be a one size fits all, right? You're going to have to build a structure that allows sort of inflow and outflow of capital that aligns with the liquidity and the risk. So we haven't seen significant changes yet, but there's definitely talk of people wanting to add maybe more exposure to casualty. And so then we'll have to see the knock-on effect that has on structures.
And it's interesting to think about what that means in areas like life and annuity as well, where third-party capital is increasingly flowing into Bermuda, it seems.
Yes, absolutely.
So the catastrophe bond market seems to be going from strength to strength this year. It's really been a lot of the focus through the first half. And the private side of ILS seems to be taking longer to recover, although there have been some encouraging signs at the mid-year. But do you see sort of asset managers beginning to unwind a lot of these issues related to the trapped collateral now?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely been movement in that. But I think, the CAT market is hot right now, and you can see why. It for people that want to access sort of this asset class, it's an easier entry point. It's sort of pre-packaged products, which makes it cheaper and easier to purchase. By nature, there's more liquidity there because there's a secondary market. And I think the cat bond market has gotten more sophisticated in terms of offering, a range of perils and geographies. So it's allowing investors to really specify the risks they want and build that portfolio. So I see a lot of positive things with the cat bond market. In the private space, there's also benefits, particularly if you want to build that bespoke portfolio of risks that matches your specific risk profile. And particularly if we do see investors wanting to add those longer tail risks as well. One thing I guess to always just be mindful of is the cat bond market, it mark to markets those investments. So maybe you see the performance a little earlier. Those private space, usually earns those premiums seasonally, and we're kind of just getting into that hurricane season. So there may be a little catch up there, but I do think the ease of access and the cat bond and the liquidity is very attractive.
Which leads us on nicely to my next question. You talked about the seasonal returns that are possible. I think this year they could be incredibly good as well, and very positive for a lot of the funds. But do you think capital raising could accelerate later this year if we see a relatively quiet hurricane season for once?
Yeah, I mean, speculative, but yes, I would put my money on yes if it is a quiet season. I think even though we've had a bad run, I don't think we should lose sight of what makes this asset class so attractive. And it is the fact that there isn't that correlation with other financial markets, and that hasn't changed. And so it is still a great way for people to diversify. So I still think, this market's here to stay. I think it will continue to grow, but I think it will morph, and we'll see people sort of choosing to maybe diversify and come away from CAT, maybe not. With the rates as good as they are, I still think CAT is very attractive. But as we know, if you have a run of no events, that's great for losses, not great for rates. So it also is going to kind of come into play of how do we make sure that rates are always pricing for the risk and we don't go back into sort of a lower slump there?
Yeah, that's the really critical thing for me this year, is that we don't see a significant softening when money does start to flow back in, because I think some
Exactly.
investors will be disappointed.
Yeah, no, absolutely agree.
And so looking towards sort of the end of the year and 2024 as well, which is approaching quicker than I'd like, what's your outlook for Bermuda's role in ILS?
As a born and bred Bermudian, I have to say I'm so proud of this island and what we've done in this space. I mean, we're a small island, but wow, we've made a big impact in this market. So I see our role as being the leaders in innovation, because we can. We've got the IP on island, we've got all the areas of the market here and the expertise. And so now I think it's really going to be how do we drive innovation in terms of the products offered, the risks available, the ability to get data and model and be transparent. How do we solve for some of the liquidity issues? And how do we look at packaging this asset class in ways that makes it more accessible to more investors? So all of these are challenges, but I do think that we've got, all the right expertise in place to solve for some of these. So I think that'll be really interesting.
Great. And there's some really, really important initiatives you mentioned there as well around innovation and liquidity in particular. So I look forward to seeing what Bermuda can do.
Yes.
So thank you, Megan. Really appreciate you sharing your insights into the ILS market with me today. It was great to speak with you.
Yes, great. Anytime.